hour number two of Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. You know, I've done 850 of these Radio Munson shows over the last 16 plus years. By my calculation, that'd be about 1,700 hours of playing some of this music that has allowed me to come full circle. I started out as a disc jockey. I said, shoot me if I'm still spinning records when I'm 60. Well, I'm 77 now. Thankfully, nobody listened to me when I said that. I know it's a young person's occupation, and it's time for me to get off of the stage. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to retire from radio at the end of December. So four more shows after this one. Thank you to GLT. You have been so wonderful to allow me to do what I love best, spin those records. And you know, we don't play them if they don't swing. That's Jack Writing playing piano, Kevin Axt on bass, Mike Higgins on guitar, and Matt Johnson playing drums with some good trombone work on Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey? Won't You Come Home? We'll be right back. Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Well, that's a question. I don't have the answer. I did have the music, though. That was Tom Kubis and his great big band of West Coast musicians, recorded in 1992, 25 years ago. Is it possible that 1992 is 25 years ago? Wow. Here on Radio Munson, from just a little ways up Dove Mountain tonight, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. That was Richard Bullock playing the bass trombone and Eric Messerschmidt playing the tuba, with a couple of trombonists, Andy Martin and Charlie Morellis, trading hot licks on Bill Bailey.
Come on, my baby, and take all of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my arms, I want to lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes left me with eyes that dry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? All of me. Why not take all of me?
That's Teresa Brewer. Teresa Brewer, the pop singer, who also could handle a jazz tune. Eddie Daniels was the guy playing that low clarinet on Radio Munson. Mercer Ellington arranged that and conducted the band. Mercer Ellington played trumpet in his dad's band and got credit for writing a couple of Ellington's iconic songs, although there was a lot of conjecture that Duke sort of dictated all of that to Son Mercer, who was more of a transcriber. Here's a song that Ellington wrote, and the lyrics were supplied in 1941 by lyricist Paul Francis Webster. Have you heard of him? He was a tremendous lyricist. Won three Oscars for Best Song in a Motion Picture, three Academy Awards, and was nominated a number of other times, nominated for Grammys a number of times, won a Grammy in 1966 when he wrote the lyrics for the hit song, The Shadow of Your Smile. Remember that one? Here's a song he did with Duke, and Tony Bennett does honors with Wynton Marsalis playing trumpet and Al Gray on trombone.
Never treat her sweet and gentle the way he should. She's got it bad, and that ain't good. Her poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. She's got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over, and Monday rolls around, she ends up like she starts out, just crying her heart out. He don't love her like she loves him. Nobody could. She's got it bad, and that ain't good.
Tony Bennett, Wynton Marsalis, and the plunger-muted trombone of Al Gray. On Radio Munson, here's a song that pianist, bandleader, composer Stan Kenton wrote and recorded with his band in 1943. It's called Eager Beaver. Thank you. Stan Kenton's Eager Beaver on Radio Munson. You can reach me at don.munson@comcast.net, or if the spirit moves you, just write it out in longhand, put a stamp on it, mail it to Radio Munson, WGLT, Campus Box 8910, Illinois State University, Normal, Illinois, 61761. Got all that? Oh, what the heck, I'll write it myself.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I've got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Myself a letter and make believe. Oh, I'm gonna make believe. I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
little bit of indecision from the band of Van Alexander, who arranged that song, Undecided, for Ella Fitzgerald and Chick Webb's band back in 1936, and then did it one more time, the one we just heard, for his own band 30 years later. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. We often play the Four Freshmen on this show. It's amazing how many groups the Four Freshmen inspired. I think of the Beach Boys, for one, Manhattan Transfer, certainly, and there are many other harmonizing groups. The Four Freshmen had a unique way of doing five-part harmony with only four guys. They would skip a part, skip an octave, and as they went from bass to tenor, and they would skip the next to last one, and the tenor was then two octaves above the rest of the guys who were harmonizing. There still is a Four Freshmen group out there still doing much of the same music. The original Four Freshmen from Butler University back in the 1950s did an album after they became famous called The Four Freshmen and Five Trombones. And the five trombonists were brought in. This Four Freshmen group, the current one, did an album called Four Freshmen and Live Trombones. And among the trombonists are Wycliffe Gordon and John Allred. Bill Mays plays piano. Butch Miles is the drummer on this song.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love that's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I died for. You know you made me love you. Do I do?
Current iteration of the Four Freshmen on Radio Munson.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's one of my favorites right there.
Here's a little bit of five-part harmonizing from a group called the LA Voices and the five saxophones of Super Sax.
tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. We're looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I'll have you, love, and we can face the music together.
Voices featuring Sue Rainey in 1983 with Super Sax. Boy, it's too bad Super Sax didn't do more recording. They did a couple of albums with the LA Voices and two or three albums on their own. Med Flory, who sang with LA Voices, was also the founding member of Super Sax. And Super Sax actually did record with Joe Williams, notably with Joe Williams. And that album produced this one.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa too. My sweet embraceable.
Sax with Joe Williams on Radio Munson. Still to come, Nat King Cole and Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles. Right now, here's a great World War II song, sung by Rosie Clooney, with cornetist Warren Bechet and tenor man Scott Hamilton.
I don't want to walk without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no siree. Sunshine. you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't wanna walk without you. No, sirree.
Begin the Beguine with Ted Heath's band here on Radio Munson. Ted Heath's band was a phenomenon in the United Kingdom, and from his base in London, and often recorded songs that were made popular in the States by our great American bands. That's a great example of it. Artie Shaw had a wonderful version of Begin the Beguine, which was a song been around for a long time before Artie recorded it in, I think, 1938. And Ted Heath's version is up to it, seems to me. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time. By here, I mean just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, this evening. I'm glad you're along, wherever you are. Here's Nat King Cole with his trio from the Midnight Sessions recording, with Willie Smith playing alto saxophone.
Had the girls turning handsprings, crazy to love him, claimed he. Who could so misunderstand things? You're looking at me. Who was so sure of his conquest? Sure as a human could be. Who wound up losing the contest? you're looking at me. You're looking at me. Where is that boy who was certain his charms couldn't fail? Where is that boy who believed every word of this ridiculous tale? Who was so childishly flattered, thought he'd swept her off her feet? Who woke to find his dream shattered? Might I repeat? Might I repeat for you? Needn't strain your eyes to see what I want you to see. That's right. You're looking at me. Certain his charms couldn't fail. Where is that boy who believed every word of this ridiculous tale? Who was so childishly flattered, thought he'd swept her off her feet? Who woke to find his dream shattered? Might I repeat? Might I repeat for you? Needn't strain your eyes to see what I want you to see. That's right. You're looking at me.
Nat King Cole did a series of several After Midnight sessions, and they were all compiled together and released as a CD. And Nat had some wonderful guests on there, including alto saxophonist Willie Smith on that one. Harry Sweets Edison is part of the disc, and so is jazz violinist Stuff Smith, Nat King Cole, with his trio. Here on Radio Munson, here's a song that Sarah Vaughan did. Sassy did this in 1967. It's hard to believe it's been 50 years ago when Thad Jones arranged an album that included this track.
That you could love me too. Sassy Sarah Vaughan was swinging in 1967 with Thad Jones and a band he put together and Thad Jones' arrangement. Here on Radio Munson, we're almost up to 9 o'clock, but time to fit in a version of the best official state song. Could you sing a few bars of Illinois' state song? By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, or thy prairies burdened growing, Illinois, Illinois. Sticks with you, doesn't it? It's a good state song. But Georgia, the state of Georgia, has the best one. And who better to sing it than Ray Charles?
Every time I sing this song, I sing for my Georgia. Oh, oh, Georgia. Get it all the way through. This old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
hey Georgia, oh yeah, yeah, Georgia, and it's all home. Comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms will reach out to me. Other eyes a smile tenderly, yeah, still in peaceful dreams I see over on the road. Oh, it came back to you. Head on your door, I say. Oh, Georgia, no, 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 peace I find. Yeah, me. This is old sweet song. Lord, is this song on? Keep Georgia on my mind. I feel that other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams. I see Missy Rose. Back to you. Oh, Georgia, no, no, that, and no peace I find. Won't you hear me now? It's just this old sweet song. Oh, I said it. Oh, I said it. Keep Georgia on my mind. Well, on my mind. Oh, on my mind.
Georgia.
Yeah, it's an old sweet song. Hold on. Oh, keep Georgia, oh, girl, on my mind. You know the little girls that are on my mind.
Yes, it is.
The great Ray Charles, born Albany, Georgia, 1930. Here on Radio Munson, we're going to close up shop this evening with Neil Hefti's song called Lil Darlin', done by the Basie Band circa 1986. Bill Basie had died the year before, and the Basie Band struggled for a couple of months, and then Frank Foster from his saxophone section said, I'll take over. And he did a great job of it. This is from that iteration of the Count Basie Band. Sonny Cohn plays trumpet. Rhythm section, T. Carson is Basie's successor at piano. Freddie Green on guitar. Lynn Seaton is playing bass. Here on Radio Munson on WGLT, Normal, Illinois, where NPR News comes up at 9 o'clock and then evening jazz keeps on cooking. Thanks for listening wherever you are this evening. I'll see you next Thursday night.